You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. I always say today is a good day. Let's take a deep breath. Just release it. Today is a good day because we are alive, we are breathing, and we have the gift of thought, the gift of heart, and we can change. We can change today. We can decide today that no matter what happened yesterday, no matter what our situation seems to be, that we are going to look forward in faith, look forward and really see ourselves in a different light. And my guest today is really going to talk about that awakening. And I'm just so excited. I just want to touch on a few of the specials for June, which we know is Father's Day for those who are celebrating. We have a Father's Day special for CBD. I have an online dispensary for CBD called Hemp Happier. Our products are 100% USDA certified, organic, third party tested. You know, CBD is legal in all 50 states. You don't need a prescription. It is the medicinal part of the hemp plant without the high. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to worry about getting high, but you do get the calmness, the focus, the stress relief, the anxiety relief, the sleep relief, the pain relief, all of that. I am an avid supporter of CBD, and I'm a daily user. So we have a Father's Day special, originally $195. It's on sale for $119.95. Check it out. It is fabulous. And then I'm also doing a 25% off discount for my coaching services. I do therapy. I do coaching. Check out my website, healthyminds.expert. I write a monthly article in Effect Lifestyle Magazine. And you all know I have this radio talk show that I absolutely love. And it's like guests today, Forest Rivers, that make me love doing this and sharing this knowledge with you all. So I'm just going to go into introducing my special guest, Forest Rivers. So his new book is COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening. And understandably, COVID-19 has been a harbinger of mass chaos, an unspeakable tragedy for not even many people, for everyone, okay? However, Forest Rivers, an author and inspirational speaker, maintains in his newly released and highly uplifting book, COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening, that if we are able to still our minds and fully be with the immensity of this moment, we can start to see a different narrative emerging, one of hope, personal empowerment, and spiritual awakening. Forrest's uplifting message is one that is desperately needed in these times of great suffering and division. So please welcome Forrest Rivers to our program. Again, we are discussing this urgent message for humanity in its perfect timing. Thank you so much for giving of your time, Forrest.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Erica, for having me on your show today. And before I get started, I wanted to say, actually, I worked on a hemp farm actually for 2 years, some years back, and I can definitely speak to the beautiful medicinal qualities of CBD. And it's a powerful plant that that can heal one. And it was something of a religious experience for me to work on that farm for those 2 years. So when you said that, it immediately struck a chord within me. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
I love it. Go ahead.
So, So I wrote a book recently to all your beautiful listeners called COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening. And, the book is really just about how this event that we've all been through, this really unsettling mass suffering event, I wrote this book to show that there are some major positives that have come out of it that can actually, if we still our minds enough and we tune ourselves enough within our hearts and souls, we can actually evolve as a human race. That this event, when we look back at it years from down the road, we may look at it as one of the major signposts on our path to awakening. And there's a number of ways in which in the book I outline how COVID, despite all its intense suffering, which I do not want to underplay, whether you know somebody who's died from it, or you yourself have gotten sick, or the anxiety it created, or the mental health problems people had during the isolation, the suffering from this has been widespread. But in that suffering, there have been very important opportunities for our own growth. And Dr. Erica, I'm sure in your own practices, you've talked about how sometimes when we face our greatest periods of adversity and suffering, that's where significant inner evolution and transformation can come about. It takes those moments of deep, profound suffering to sometimes awaken us. And there's a beautiful quote that I talk about in the book by one of my most influential spiritual teachers. If your listeners haven't heard him, they should definitely check him out, the late Ram Dass. And Ram Dass had a beautiful quote, and he said, "Suffering is the sandpaper for our own awakenings." And if you can really hear the truth in those words, it's saying that, yes, suffering is a fact of life, and it can be a very difficult and almost overwhelming fact of life, but it is a fact of life. And it's how we meet that suffering which determines our own personal evolution. And in this book, I outline a number of ways in which this event has helped us awaken. And by awakening, real quick, I just mean a deepening awareness that we are on a journey that's deeper than our mere physical reality, that we're a part of an underlying transcendent reality, call it God, call it oneness, call it the Tao, that we're all a part of and expression of. And I also think of an awakening as this notion that once you become aware there's an underlying transcendent reality beneath our apparent physical realm, then you also start to realize, oh my gosh, everything is interconnected and everything is as one. All things are connected. And that's what I mean by awakening. So there's been some tremendous benefits that have come out of this that allow us to awaken deeper into who we really are, which is a soul, experiencing this physical reality to grow and evolve. And I see a number of ways in which this pandemic has helped us grow and evolve if only we allow ourselves to be open to that. If we look at this as just a nihilistic event where we're all doomed and humanity is destined to, once the pandemic ends, to go back to its old ways and not take any of these lessons away, that's what will happen. But if we actually focus our intent on taking the lessons that have been presented here, we have a very positive and perhaps transformative future. And some of the ways in which COVID has helped us awaken, I outline the book. And one of the major ones is it's helped us come to terms with our fear of death. Most mystics of every spiritual faith have said, if you really want to learn to live life with fuller and deeper meaning and purpose, you've got to overcome your fear of death. Well, what, I mean, this event has been one giant reflection of that fear of death, whether it's in the media, hearing all these people that have died tragically, whether it's hearing of a loved one who's died, whether it's facing down our own mortality. If I get COVID, am I gonna be okay, or am I gonna be one of the ones, unfortunate ones, that die? We've all kind of had to face down our mortality and ask the deeper questions. What is death? What does it mean to die? Who dies? What dies? How can I come to terms with my own death? Those are all questions we've been forced to have to face over the last year on a collective level, maybe not since World War II, on a level like that. Another thing that's come out of this pandemic that's helped us evolve and grow. You hear a lot of stories now, Dr. Erica, about, people searching for deeper meaning in their lives. We had that year to kind of reflect. We had more time at home. You know, many people switched to working at home, you know, working virtually. Well, out of that came a reexamination. What exactly brings me meaning in life? And what is my higher purpose? You know, it seems like for so many years, we've just gone around like robots, right? Like just total robots. Like I'm just going to do whatever brings me money, whatever brings me fame, whatever might bring me power or prestige. But for the first time, many people had to reflect and think to themselves, well, wait a minute, what is it that I want to do? And it's no wonder now, right, Dr. Erica, that so many people are refusing to return back to the office. Or you have many people saying, I'm not going to go back to my minimum wage job anymore. That's why there's so many hiring shortages right now. Why would I go back to that if they don't appreciate me? You know, I should be doing something that really meaningfully makes me happy and fulfilled. That's come out of this pandemic. More time for creativity, right? More time for creative expression. I have a whole chapter in the book about the renaissance of art and music and how we may be seeing something similar to what happened in the 1960s and 70s, where we had this explosion in creativity, where we're out of the suffering people have been through, leads to great music creation, beautiful painting, photography, art. You know, we may be seeing something of that sort. I think there's a lot of positives that have come out of it. And then, of course, a more awareness of how interconnected we really are. I mean, it's kind of sad, right, that it took a pandemic to literally make us aware of how connected all corners of the world truly are and how tied we are in an infinite web of being. We all became more aware of that because what was happening in America was happening in India, was happening in Italy. It's almost like the pandemic said, hey, now you're all Italians. Now you're all Americans. Now you're all Indians. Now you're all Brazilians. It's taken its turn devastating different parts of the world. And it's made us all kind of, you know, it's not that easy to separate ourselves anymore. We're all aware of our kind of interconnection that comes out of this. And I think before I turn it to you, I want to say this, Dr. Erica, I'm sorry, is what, what do we do with this lesson now? What do we do with it? You know, once we've been through, we've had these epiphanies, our fear of death, our wanting to search for meaning, our awareness of our interconnectedness, what do we do with that? When we return back to normal, as we're starting to do now, do we take these lessons with us? Another one in there, nature. We all became more aware of how important the earth was. You hear a lot of case stories of people connecting to the earth, getting out in nature more, during the pandemic. What do we do with all these lessons? Do we go back to the way things were in 2019? Or, you know, do we incorporate these lessons and become a wiser, more compassionate and empowered species moving forward? What do we do with these lessons? That becomes the question now.
That's an excellent question. No, I'm just sitting here, and while I'm listening to you, I'm just like nodding right on. Everything that you're saying, I'm completely connected with. I'm completely in agreement with. And I do believe that this has been a forced opportunity to go within, because that's what you're talking about. How do you get still? And instead of having your focus be external, become internal, because your greatness is within and our connectedness, our humanity is within. Speak to that.
Yes, absolutely. True greatness is found within. All major change for the better and the positive evolution of humanity, it comes from within. It doesn't come without. You know, it's so funny. We have this like mistaken assumption that to be a revolutionary, we have to take to the streets and become a protester and rebel against the powers that be. That's not the true revolution, in my opinion, where I'm standing. The real revolution is within ourselves. It's akin to an inner revolution, not an outer revolution. That's where real change is made. And I think we have a very valuable opportunity here to ignite that inner revolution. And if we transform ourselves within, a lot of those injustices and suffering that we see on the outside will be mitigated, because eventually there'll be, you know, people will be answering to their own inner conscience, to their own inner soul. And I think that's been one of the biggest lessons that we could take from this, for sure.
Absolutely. And so how do you help people go within? Mm-hmm. I know you talk about meditation and that focus on faith, you know. Speak a little bit about that.
Absolutely. To be able to arrive at the perspective that COVID could have been something of an awakening for us requires a great deal of faith to cultivate within ourselves. And as you mentioned, Dr. Erica, one way to do that is meditation, right? Meditation in ancient practice is vital to being able to still our minds, open our heart, develop more present time awareness, and connect internally right here in our hearts, not here, but here. And prayer, right, is a powerful, powerful practice to establish in our daily lives. In fact, you could almost argue meditation, if arrived truly with sincerity and intention, becomes the highest form of prayer. And that is, you know, that is the fact of listening. It's the act of meditation is the act of listening to the intuitive messages of the universe, which you're a part of, which is within yourself. And that is vitally important during these times. Establishing a relationship with nature, with the earth, whether it's getting out on daily hikes or walks, whether it's a walk on the beach or walk through the mountains, whether it's gardening, you don't have to go far. You can go into your backyard and garden. It could be a bike ride down the greenway, even in your city that you live in. Connecting with the earth is a wonderful way to cultivate a great deal of inner faith and a great deal of connection and a sense of inner connection to all that is. Another way to kind of cultivate that inner faith is through service, right? Service to humanity in some way, shape, or form. In fact, in the Bhagavad Gita, which I think is one of the most influential texts, Krishna is counseling Arjuna, who's about to fight a war against his own family. And he's basically teaching him the lessons of spiritual faith and service. And Krishna, paraphrasing, essentially says something along the lines of the highest form of spiritual practice is service, is active service. Karma yoga, you know, as it's been called. That's another way to just develop that intense connection and inner faith, because the more that you serve others, the more you see everybody within yourself and you within them. How could that not build a greater deal of faith? So there's a number of practices that we can cultivate every day to that. And last thing I'd say, creative expression too.
Go ahead. Finish what you were going to say about creative expression.
That's yeah, I was going to say, yeah, creative expression, you develop that. Creative expression is simply the spark of God or the divinity within you finding its outward expression. That's how I understand creativity. And that's, and of course, when you're able to express that, you're able to more fully connect to what it means to be human. And that too builds some semblance of inner faith within you, because you can't help but, it's like an exercise for the soul. That's what creativity really is at its core.
Yeah. The thing that came to my mind when you were talking about the having the inner faith and really going within and quieting your mind was really the pull from the outside world. And you were talking about service, the pull from the outside world, because the outside world in the message that we're getting is saying, you know, take, not give, but take, you know, or it's saying, you know, the focus is out here. The focus is on appearance. The focus is on earning and money. The focus is on material possessions. The focus is, so what we're saying is contrary to what the message has been for so long. And how do people then come within and quiet that belief system that's automatic, but that's not in alignment with who we truly are?
No, it's exactly it, Dr. Erica. The outer, everything you just said, the pursuit of money, power, fame, our appearance, all those superficial qualities, that's in the realm of Maya or illusion. It's not real. It appears real, but it's not. It's like a magician, right? Performing his or her tricks. That's not the real reality. The true reality is the vast ocean of inner space within us. And I hope that COVID has, if it's served no other purpose, it's made us at least acknowledge that vast ocean of inner space.
Yeah. And how so many people have been able to function with less. And so you talk about service, and it really is service of your talent, service of your time, service of your kindness, service of your ability to think about others. Yes. So it's that's what we have to tap into. And I think, you know, how do we teach ourselves to quiet the thoughts? Quiet the racing mind and really go within to see that there's peace within.
And that's what meditation will bring you to. When you really still your mind and you move past all those discursive thoughts and I call, you know, the monkey mind, you move past all of that, you realize you enter a sleepless state, like a sleep state. But you're not asleep. You just are floating in the sphere of pure awareness. And that feeling is indescribable in the sense that in that spaceless space or in that spaciousness, you are it. That's it. You are it and it is you. You are part of everything.
You're everything. Yeah, you're everything. And a lot of people, though, of course, can't get that concept. You know, it's they find it challenging to quiet the mind. And so oftentimes I'll tell people, instead of struggling with the thoughts or with the racing thoughts or with the monkey mind, focus on feeling the peace. Focus on something that brings you joy.
Yes.
An image or a vision or an experience or memory. Is that valid? Can a person connect in that way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think visualization has been proven. Daily acts of visualization, something as simple as taking a couple minutes to set your mind on something that brings great positivity and peace to you, whether it's an image of a mountain or a beloved pet or focusing your heart on a relationship in your life that brings great meaning and great peace to you. It's been proven by science that even 5 minutes a day of positive visualization can transform your life, not just your day, but your life. And I think more people are becoming aware of that than ever before.
Yeah. And so I love the theme of the book is really allowing this moment in history, this yes. moment in time, this moment of space to say, no matter what I've been through, no matter how I've suffered, no matter how challenging the last year and a half has been, I am different because of it. I'm already changed because of it. And I can continue that transformation in what I'm doing daily.
100%. And because what's unique about this situation is the whole world's been through it. So we've all had that impetus to look within. And can you imagine the amount of people we're talking now, millions, who have been having that same existential awakening of turning within? Can you imagine the impact that could have on our entire collective way of being?
Yes.
I mean, we have to importantly take the lessons we learned with us moving forward. What are those lessons and how do we incorporate that into a post COVID world?
I love it. So we've got about 3 minutes. Can you share with my listeners any last words of wisdom, share where they can get your book and find out more and learn about more of what you're doing?
Absolutely. So real quick, my last words of wisdom here, or I don't know if it's wisdom because
yes, it is.
Just words like of hope, maybe better.
Thank you.
Despite how much suffering we've all individually and collectively gone through during this time, you have the ability to empower yourself and direct this suffering into inner growth and evolution. And I'd say this too. Oftentimes, we don't get to experience the light of positivity, hope, and peace until we've reconciled and persevered through the nights of darkness and suffering and adversity. So the dark gives way to the light. The dark isn't the end. The dark is just giving way to light. So we can all use this period to inspire ourselves and to uplift ourselves. And that's how humanity will evolve in its awareness, its compassion, and its consciousness. You can find the book on Amazon.com. It's on Amazon. The book is also on Barnes & Noble. You can get it through my independent publisher, Conscious Living Media. I'm doing a little special, though. If you go onto Amazon and you buy the book, COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening, I will send you, if you leave a review, you buy the book and then you leave a review, that's the big part, on Amazon, I will go ahead and send you a free copy of my first book, The Hippie Revival and Collected Writings. And you just go to forestrivers.com, leave me a contact. You can contact me through my website and I'll get in touch with you. Leave me an address and I'll send you the Hippie Revival for free if you go on to Amazon and leave a review. So, yeah, again, the website's forestrivers.com.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate you giving of your knowledge and insight. And I think the book is really, it really is about hope in this greater consciousness that if we all get in alignment with healing, if we all get in alignment with love and in transformation, because we as a humanity, as a earth want to be better, then, boy, it'll be great.
Absolutely. And what your show is doing is a tremendous benefit to humanity. And I'm very grateful to be able to share this half hour with you. And to the listeners, you're all very lucky to have Dr. Erica here. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Forrest. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.